Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. All week, we've been talking about Ryan Reynolds and how great he is. We've been talking about him because Deadpool 2 comes out next week. I got my tickets. I'm really excited to see what is going to go down, how's it going to be, if it's going to live up to the first one, and everything like that. So, that being said, I thought, you know, we'd kind of look back at Deadpool 1, the first Deadpool, the original Deadpool, however you want to say it, and just to get a refresher course. It came out back in February of 2016. They did some really cool ads about a Valentine's movie, you know, take your girl to see this movie, it's not your regular superhero movie, et cetera, things like that. And it was pretty funny. Deadpool 2 is just taking the viral marketing and the crazy campaigns and just ran with them. But it was directed by Tim Miller, who did, what all has he done? He did, that's really the only thing that he's directed. He did some sequences for Scott Pilgrim and Thor the Dark World and Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, but Deadpool is the only thing that he is actually directed. Written by Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick. They've done a few things. Clifford's really big movie, Cruel Intentions 3, Zombieland, that was a big one that they did. G.I. Joe, and they got some other things that Ryan Reynolds likes working with them because they did Life and they're going to do Clue also. So that'll be a lot of fun. Of course, starred Ryan Reynolds. He was also a producer on the show, and that goes back to us talking about, you know, him wanting to get it made for so long. But you also had Marina Baccarin as Vanessa, who was pretty cool because she wasn't just his helpless girlfriend or anything like that. Like, she just was a bad mamma jamma herself and kind of did what she wanted and, you know, loved Deadpool and did some things. That name is Copycat from the comics, and but they didn't really go down that road. You also, the villain was Ajax, who kind of ran, basically was like a Weapon Plus program. And he was loosely based on somebody from the comics. TJ Miller was Weasel. He's going to come back, but I don't think he'll be in Deadpool 3, just because TJ Miller's not a good person. But he's kind of his buddy, you know, that helps him come up with ideas and what to do. In the comics, he worked with a few different heroes in kind of the same capacity, but not quite as funny. Angel Dust, Gina Carano, who is I think an MMA person. She's kind of the muscle for the bad guy. And you had Negasonic Teenage Warhead, who was nothing like her comic book counterpart, but that's okay, because that's how Guardians got Ego, but that's another story for another time. But she's a X-Men in training, and it's pretty cool. It's between her and Colossus, who's the other X-Men we see, they're good foils to Deadpool. Not necessarily comedic foils, like, they're very much the straight man, because Deadpool's here cracking jokes and everything, and Negasonic hardly even talks to him, and Colossus is like the big brother, just like, no, don't do that. All right, come on. No, you stop being silly. And you had Blind Al, and then the taxi driver, whose name I forget. But I hope a lot of these people come back. I mean, as far as we know, with the exception of the villains, everybody is coming back. So that'll be really, really neat. The way it got started is there was some test footage that was leaked. And to this day, I don't think they know who leaked it. A lot of people kind of point to Ryan Reynolds, but he thought that it was Tim Miller. Nobody really knows. And But that's okay, because the internet saw it and loved it, and it became a huge, huge hit. The movie itself is a lot of fun. You know, it's something that we hadn't seen in a superhero movie. You know, you had all the Dark Knight movies and the MCU movies and everything leading up to that, and then you get Deadpool, even the X-Men movies, and Deadpool, they really did a great job of capturing the fourth wall breaks and, you know, showing his character as how he is in the comics, cracking jokes and having fun. It was wonderful. It was one of those you walked out and you're like, yeah, that they really got it. They got the character. They know the character. Awesome. Let's do another one. And they thought the same, because the sequel was actually greenlit before the first one even came out, which is pretty neat. Not unheard of, but not super common either, even in the world of superheroes. The first film, you know, it wasn't perfect by any means, but it worked. And that's something that is more valuable than anything. You know, you can have phenomenal movies like The Phantom Thread, but if they don't work, if they don't appeal, people aren't going to go see them. So this movie really worked, and everybody loved it. And yeah, now we have the second one coming out. I haven't revisited it in a while, just because there's so many movies. But the first one, you know, saw a few times. Everything was fun. The villains, which I guess is not just an MCU thing. Something about comic book villains in movies, they don't always transfer well. Ajax and Angel Dust were just meh. So we'll see. I think with this one, with Cable, you know, kind of being the antagonist, it'll be better, because he's a character that, as much as he's the antagonist, you know, he and Deadpool can kind of alternate really between antagonist and protagonist, because neither one's really a good guy, but neither one's really a bad guy. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. But all in all, the first Deadpool was a good one. I'm going to go watch it again probably before the new one comes out, just that way I'll be ready. And yeah, then we'll see the new one here next week. But that's going to be it. Let us know what you thought about the original Deadpool. Did you like it? Did you hate it? Do you think Ajax was the best villain ever? Let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there and we'd love to hear from you. Also, you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I enjoy hearing from everybody. If you like what you hear, check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/thenightnerd. There's shows from everybody on the network, Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and DC Animated Adventures. Good things everywhere. And if you hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening to, you'll be able to catch all the shows. We're talking like 7-8 shows a week, folks, for free. Those are the free ones. That's without getting into Patreon. So check those out. But that's going to be it for me today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening. And join us next week when we look at Cable himself, Mr. Josh Brolin.